This is Views from the Watershed. I'm Lizzie Mogul, your tour guide. This walking path along the Ashokan Reservoir is a great place to take in just how massive the New York City water supply is. We're visiting less than half of it on this tour. There are two separate water systems in the Catskills, the Catskills Watershed, which the Ashokan Reservoir is a major part of, and the Delaware Watershed to the west, which has four reservoirs. The system is enormous, and it's all managed by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, with a little help from their friend, gravity.
New York City is fortunate to have a really high quality water, and it's known the world round. The quality of New York City's water is not a magical accident. It comes about as a result of planning and forethought. I'm Adam Bosch. I'm the Director of Public Affairs for the New York City Water Supply, which is owned, maintained, operated, protected by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. DEP is the largest combined water and wastewater utility in the United States. Our job is to provide safe drinking water to New York City to support public health, economic growth, but also to collect the city's wastewater and treat it effectively. We also have the additional duty of managing and regulating air, noise, and hazardous waste pollution. We're the silent service. People turn on their water in New York City. It's there all the time. It's been there every day without fail. We have a perfect batting average from 1842 to 2021. New York City's water supply is the largest unfiltered water supply in the United States. 90% of the water goes to New York City without filtration because we do all the work here in the watershed to protect the quality of the water at its source. The water supply is enormous. It comprises 19 reservoirs and 3 lakes. When those reservoirs and lakes are full, the system stores about 570 billion gallons of water. That water is conveyed to the city through about 400 miles of large aqueducts. That water comes from a watershed, a drainage area that covers about 2,000 square miles, about 1.2 million acres. One of the founding principles of New York City's water supply is that all this water would travel from the mountains to the city by gravity alone. New York City is at or about sea level. The water comes from as far as 1,140 feet above sea level. We can use that difference in elevation to deliver the water all the way to New York City. The force of gravity is enough to push the water up into the fourth, fifth, or sixth story in just about every building across the city. Older residential buildings were built to that height because that's how high the water could get up in them. Later on, pumps were invented that could pump it up to a rooftop tower. Gravity is an incredibly reliable friend of ours that delivers water without the need for pumping and all the electricity that comes along with pumping. That results in us being able to run an extremely environmentally friendly water supply system. The water supply is in three distinct and separate systems. So if we have an issue at a reservoir or an issue with one of the three systems, we can shut that one off until it clears up. There is an immense amount of flexibility. Not only can we choose which system we're drawing water from, we can choose which reservoir in each system, and we can choose at what depth in each reservoir we're drawing water from. We do constant water quality monitoring on an almost real-time 24-hour basis. Our scientists collect about 50,000 water samples by hand every year from the streams, rivers, and creeks that feed the reservoirs themselves, the aqueducts, and 1,000 street-side sampling stations that are spread across the city. We have this network of robotic monitoring instruments on the reservoir system through the collection and interpretation of massive amounts of data. We can make science-based decisions about how we are operating the reservoir system in real time. Ashokan Reservoir is a unique reservoir. The eastern part of the Catskills were carved out by the glaciers. The glaciers left behind a legacy of very loose sediment that lines the stream beds and banks. During storms, these streams mobilize that silt and deliver it down the valley. However, you were now going to build a gigantic bathtub in the middle of that. So they had to figure out a way that Ashokan Reservoir and the wider Catskill system could deal with this challenge. They built Ashokan Reservoir with two basins. The idea being that as the Esopus Creek came out of the mountains, it would come into the West Basin and it would sit there so that any sediment would have time to settle out. The East Basin is where the cleanest water would live. There are four 15-foot tall steel gates in the bottom of the reservoir that we can open up to move water from the west to the east. The intake has the ability to draw water from the West Basin, from the East Basin, or from both basins at the same time. Water leaves Ashokan Reservoir and goes into the Catskill Aqueduct on its 92-mile journey toward New York City. One of the cool things about Ashokan Reservoir is that it has two really great accessible paths for people of different abilities. The path along the dam and dikes on the south side of the reservoir, which we call the Ashokan Promenade. It used to be a roadway that closed after 9/11 so that we could properly secure the reservoir. People go to take their prom photos and learn how to ride a bike for the first time and go for their morning walk. It's also this place where folks come from all around seeing this fantastic view of the Burroughs Range. And then the rail trail is also accessible for people with different abilities along the north side of the reservoir on top of a former rail bed. In the peak season, we're getting 30 to 40,000 visits a month. You've got people taking a walk in the Catskills. There's not too many places you can go just to take a stroll. When they broke ground for the Catskill system in 1907, they were setting out to build what they called the greatest water supply in the history of humankind. They compared it to the great works of Rome, Egypt, and Babylon. And when you're at that recreation path, you're walking on part of the marvel of modern engineering.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Views from the Watershed. Learn more about this program at walkingthewatershed.com/podcasttour.